Today's show is brought to you by Fed Up with X, the new delivery service that ships back all his or her crap without them ever coming back to your home or apartment. Have a nasty breakup? Don't use FedEx. Send it all back with Fed Up with X.
KHJ Los Angeles.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recording.
You're listening to the radio.
Nice beaver.
Thank you. I just had it stuffed.
Let me help you with that.
That is so stupid.
Comedy is very subjective.
It's one of the reasons that I'm a winner.
Good morning, class. Class.
It is National Teacher Day.
Are you my teacher?
National Teacher Day has been around since 1953.
Recognizing the hard work and dedication of our teachers.
She's everybody's favorite teacher.
The teachers here are teachers here because they actually love children.
Happy National Teacher Day.
Showtime.
Yeah, it is the Mike Show. Are you hot for teacher?
I'm not going to answer that. I did have an amazing teacher in high school.
Really?
Oof.
Really?
Mrs. Reed.
Yeah. Mine was in eighth grade. Yeah, not gonna. I don't remember her name, honestly.
Mrs. Reed had the greatest legs I've ever seen. And it was back in the, you know, I'm old enough to, back when they were wearing miniskirts and stuff.
Oh, wow.
She was devastatingly beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder. Let's look
and
her
really
up.
And really cool, actually.
Let's look her up now.
Mrs. Reed? I can't remember what her, I can't remember what her first name was now.
I don't know. Do you wonder if she's still with us?
She's still with us. She wasn't that much older than we were. She was probably 25 at the time.
Really?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Smoking hot.
Yeah.
Smoking hot.
Hmm. Hi there. It's the Mike Show. So darn happy you could join us right here, right now on Radio 434, the Radio 434 apps, and Radio434.com. Also on the Alexa.
There
How
she
the
is.
Heck do you get us on the Alexa device, the live show and our feature channel? Well, you simply enable the skill. You just do that one time. You say, Alexa, enable the Radio 434 skill.
And she will.
She will. It's so easy.
Hello.
And then every time you want to listen after that, you just say, Alexa, play Radio 434. Simple stuff. It's not even science.
It's a can of corn.
Yeah. You can listen to our podcast. Well, if you're catching us outside of the hours of the live show. The live show is from 8-ish, 8:52.
You wish.
To 11-ish. And you can catch us live, or you can catch the podcast. It's a repack of all the show segments, and we put it together. But it doesn't have music. Okay, we have during the live show we have our regular music.
Yep.
On the feature channel, and it's really really cool stuff. But if you're if you just want to listen to us yammer on.
Why wouldn't you?
And why? You know, why not?
Why wouldn't you?
So you can do that on the podcast, and you can get that on Alexa. You just say, Alexa, play the Mike Show VA podcast, and she will. And you can search the Mike Show VA on Apple and Spotify and Amazon Music and all the places where they get your podcasts. It's so easy. And if all else fails, just go to radio434.com and click on the Mike Show channel and you'll find the link.
So many ways.
Yeah. And you can watch us on Facebook Live at the Mike Show VA.
Yeah.
So did you have a good weekend?
Yeah. Yeah, it was nice. Fairly relaxing. Terry's brother came to visit with his son.
Okay.
Who was in a wrestling tournament at Heritage High School. So we
All right.
went over and watched Isaac wrestle a few times, and it was pretty exciting.
What the heck is up with my hair?
Yeah, who knows, man?
I don't know.
You need a hedge trimmer for that thing.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep letting it grow.
Are you?
Yeah.
Well, you're radical.
Keep letting it grow.
You're radical.
So we had over the weekend Sunday we didn't do much, and when I say we didn't do much,
you mean you didn't do anything?
No, I actually got up fairly early,
okay,
and ended up going to the store and getting all the ingredients to make lasagna, not just one lasagna, but I had to make two lasagnas.
Dos lasagnas.
Yeah. Dos lasagnas on Cinco de Mayo, by the way. because now the reason I had to make two lasagnas is
for has something to do with Tab,
for
obviously.
C, who shall not be named. Yeah,
I just named her Dan.
Yeah. So I had this, you know, great idea. I want to make. I have a hankering for lasagna. Okay, and it is it's a rainy, dreary day.
Oh yeah,
as Sunday was
for that.
And it was either that or chilly.
Yeah.
And so I put it to a vote, and everybody overwhelmingly said lasagna.
Yeah.
You haven't made lasagna in a while. That would be really, really cool if you made lasagna.
Yeah.
So I'm getting ready to go get the ingredients. I'm taking inventory of what we already have.
Yeah.
And Tab goes, well, you know, can you just make a vegetable lasagna? And I'm like, I don't want vegetable lasagna.
No, you
I
mean some it's meat in there.
Yeah. I want. You know, I want me some sweet Italian sausage.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I want. In right in there, right in my lasagna.
Sure.
And then I want to put it in my mouth. Okay.
Yeah.
After it's all cooked, and get that ricotta cheese and oh man. So anyway,
I love lasagna.
Yeah. So we had it last night too, as leftovers.
Yeah.
But I didn't make. So I ended up making two lasagnas. And I didn't make big ones.
You're going to make someone a lovely wife someday.
No, I already am, I guess.
I guess you are.
Yeah. I made two smaller pans of the stuff, and it's almost gone. Completely gone.
Yeah, I'm sure it was great. You're a fine cook. I know
wife,
this.
Thank you.
I know this.
So Saturday, we had a great night. We had the music of Eli Lev. He came to town and played Three Roads. We had our May the 4th Derby de Mayo, which was cool.
Yeah.
Had a lot of people come out to the tap room. This Thursday, we are hosting the folks from C-Vane. For their summer kickoff meeting, at Three Roads on Thursday.
What time will that be?
Well, that's going to be between 5 and 7.
Nice.
For our mic'd up pop up happy hour, and C'est La Vie is going to be the band.
Can anyone come?
Anyone can join us. Everyone.
I'll probably have to slide by there then.
We're inviting everybody to join us and come hang out. So you did that.
Yeah.
Anything else? Anything exciting?
No, just the whole wrestling thing of visiting with Terry's brother, Rick, who's a good guy.
You're going kayaking today.
I'm going kayaking after this at 10 o'clock.
This is perfect weather.
It's a beautiful day to get out on the river.
All right. So let's see. Bill Bodine. I texted you this morning.
Yeah, you did.
Because Tab. Is not feeling well. So I was running behind this morning, and hence the late start.
Yeah.
And I texted Bill, running behind, shooting for 8:20. And then Bill responded, your mom's running behind.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
That's a horrible thing.
Anyway. Okay. Yeah. A little bit of housekeeping. Yeah, everything's
all right.
Good. Coming up. We have the Megans. Multiple Megans.
Multi-Megs.
Yeah, multi-Megs. We have Megan Huffman from Cher Greater Lynchburg. And then we have Megan with an H. M-E-H. Megan.
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 M-E-H-G-A-N?
McCrickard.
McCrickard.
It sounds like we're doing the show from Scotland.
Aye.
And if it's not Scottish...
It's crap.
So they're going to be in joining
good.
Us. Megan is from the Johnson Health Center, and they're going to talk about their new
the
expansion.
The second Megan is.
Yes, the second Megan.
Yeah.
Not the first Megan. Yes. All right. So now that we got that sorted out...
Phew, that was confusing.
Plus, we also have... we've got a story here that we'll read you.
Oh, good.
It's a percentage of dog owners... would rather take a long road trip with their dog than a family member. All right.
It depends on the family member, doesn't it?
Yeah.
Okay.
And then you know we've got our top list. We got our top list. That was the wrong button. That's the one I wanted. And our top list is top things family says on long road trips that make us hate traveling with them.
Are we there yet?
Yeah. Yep. That's in there.
That sounds great.
Yeah. So we got that. That and so much more. Plus, of course, you know, our five random facts and our stupid criminals and
the
and
usual
all that,
awesome.
Yeah, the usual stuff. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie. How are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra, because it's your life.
We help you live it.
Traveling with your family is not only affordable from Lynchburg Regional Airport, it's convenient, too. Our daily departures offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations. So check the great round-trip fares currently being offered to your vacation destinations by using flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advanced purchase is required and availability is limited. Low fares, less hassle. Check Lynchburg first.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
The tax deadline is here. Remember, you can write off charitable deductions. This year, donate your kids to charity. Face it, they just use your Wi-Fi, beg for money, and eat your food. By donating your child to charity, you'll be able to deduct whatever you think they're worth. It doesn't matter about their age, grade, or size. Pickup is easy and free. You'll even get a vacation voucher for a romantic getaway for two to the Bahamas. Instead of spending your summer vacation at some theme park with thousands of other screaming urchins, give your kids to the Charitable Deduction Network and get a bigger refund this year. One that you can share with your husband or wife and have peace and quiet. And more money again.
Yeah, so...
It's a good plan.
Yeah, it's a very good plan. So, if it was a toss-up, if it was... Wait, what are you doing there, buddy?
It's not pointing at me. Now it is.
Now it is?
I know, because I moved it.
All right, take two. So, if you had your druthers, would you rather take a road trip, a long road trip, with your dog or with your family?
Ooh, my dog's a great traveler. She loves to travel. She's really good. She reads maps well. But it depends on the family member. I mean, and I'm not naming names, but if it's with Terry, I'd much rather travel with her. She's a great travel companion.
And see?
Others, I'm not going to mention.
All right. Well, this is the question, and there's a survey.
I will say, let me interrupt for just 1 second.
Sure.
I am driving to Rhode Island next week with my sister.
Rhode Island?
Okay. Little Rhodey. Yeah, right. We have to go to a funeral. One of my cousins passed.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear about that.
And I'm sure she's not listening, so I will say I'd rather ride with my dog.
Okay. All right, I won't tell her.
All right, thanks.
And no one else should either.
Thanks, man.
Well, there are dog people, and there are cat people, like me.
Yeah.
But all pet owners can agree on one thing. Dogs are much better on road trips than cats.
Yeah, cats are...
Yeah.
I've never had a cat that liked to travel.
No, I've never either. I've wanted to have a cat that would like to go places.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've never had that. Jerry is an 03 cat. He came from a very, very nice home in the in the Boonesboro 03 region.
And, I'm surprised he even lives with you.
Oh well, I mean, it's he's bougie.
He's bougie, yeah. No, he's bougie.
But he has adjusted to our place in the OFO.
Well, he's got a good life there.
Jerry has a wonderful life. Yeah. but he was horrible on the drive. He was horrible. I haven't even taken him out to go to the vets or anything.
We have those little cat carriers. We have to stuff our two cats in those to take them to the vet. And I don't get involved in that. That's Terry's job.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Well, in a new survey of dog owners, 92% of them say they drive with their dogs occasionally. We do too.
Sure.
A lot of that is going to the vet or going to the groomer, but not all of it. 53% of dog owners will drive their dog to the dog park or places to go for a walk. 34% will take their dogs on road trips.
Yeah.
In fact, 53% of dog owners who drive with their dogs say they would rather take a long road trip with their dog versus a family member.
Yeah.
32% say they'll bring their dogs in the car because they sometimes feel guilty about leaving their dogs at home. I get that.
We always take our dog to the beach and on camping trips. Yeah. She loves it.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, she's great.
23% say they think their dogs don't like staying home alone. 70% say their dog is totally chill on car rides.
Yeah.
So with that, with this revelation that 53% of dog owners would rather take a long road trip with their fur baby than family.
Yeah.
Why? Well, allow us to show you with today's list. It's our top list today. Top things family says on long road trips.
Great.
That makes us hate traveling with them.
Let's have it. I bet I can name half of them.
Whittle that down.
Go ahead.
Top things family says on long road trips that we just hate. Are we there yet?
Yeah, of course. That's the number one.
Yeah. What about now?
Are we there yet? No, how can we be there when we're here?
What about now?
We're here. We're not there.
Can we listen to Taylor Swift? Top things family says on long road trips. My iPad's dead. Let's play Slug Bug. They never do that. Can you hand me the long charger cable?
Yeah, yeah,
Can I use your device?
Can I use yours?
Yeah.
I don't even know what Slug Bug is.
Turn right. No, wait. Turn left. No, right. No, wait. Left.
That's it. Yeah.
Top things family says on long road trips that makes us hate traveling with them. Pull over. Papa wants to read that plaque. top things family says on long road trips that makes us hate traveling with them. The speed limit is 70. Why are you doing 73?
Yikes.
I have to go to the... never mind. Too late. Top things family says on long road trips that makes us hate traveling with them. I forgot to pack my birth control pills.
Boy.
Is that Sean Hannity? Well, turn it up. Top things family says on long road trips that makes us hate traveling with them. 99 bottles of beer on the wall. Oh, 99 bottles of beer.
And the last one is, who pooted?
Did you fart?
Did you poot?
Stop it. Stop touching me. Stop touching me.
He's on my side of the car.
Stop touching me. If I have to turn around.
Bobby's on my side of the car.
If I have to turn around one more time, we are not going.
Yeah.
Anyway, the Mike Show. Hi. Did you know it's National Teachers Day?
I heard that when we started the show, and that's wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's National Teachers Day, and yesterday was National Nurses Day. So we're knocking it out of the park this week.
It is a big week.
Yeah, big week.
I mean, haven't you had teachers, at least one, and probably more, that changed your life? I know I did. My sixth grade teacher, Mr. Trower, in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, was an amazing teacher. And he made a real difference in my life. Mr. Trower. Huh. You're thinking about it, or else you're driving a car in your brain. What are you doing? You haven't had a teacher that changed your life?
No.
Wow.
No, I did not.
Because you forgot to go to school.
Well, yes.
I knew you did.
Yes.
Everyone has.
One. No, it wasn't the hot one.
Not that one. That one, they don't count.
Yeah. Maybe two.
Okay.
Maybe two. All but right. I had one in particular that this was very, very early on. And I've always loved radio. ever since I was a little kid.
Sure.
I mean, like 3 years old, I couldn't fall asleep. 3, 4 years old, I couldn't fall asleep without the radio on.
Sure.
And I absolutely positively loved it. And when my mom won like a McDonald's certificate or something from the local radio station, we went downtown, went to the station, I got a tour. And that was it. That solidified everything.
I said, that's what I'm going to do.
That's what I want to do. And now, fast forward, for some reason, when I was maybe in second or third grade, I got shy, okay? And ordinarily, I was the class clown, okay?
Yeah.
But I got shy. And I didn't talk much.
You were struck with shyness?
Yeah. I didn't talk much that particular year. And I don't know exactly why. And they thought that I might have a speech issue. So they sent me to this one teacher that, you know, she was like, she did speech therapy and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I got to record my voice for the first time ever with that teacher.
And really liked that.
And I loved it. I loved it. And I absolutely positively
knew. You've always loved the sound of your own voice since.
and she even said, I don't know why you're here. You clearly speak well. You clearly read well.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell them that, yeah, you're fine.
You're not a dope after all.
No, you're just shy right now.
Yeah.
And that was it. I grew out of that, by the way.
No doubt.
I became the class clown.
No doubt.
I don't remember what her name was, but she fundamentally changed my perception on things and solidified.
Did it help you get less shy?
Yeah. I mean,
I would think so.
Yeah, she solidified also what I wanted to do with
my
life.
Very cool.
And as a
what teachers do.
Yeah, but no, nobody else.
Yeah, all right.
Really, nobody else. Well, maybe one other.
I have to go now.
Oh yeah, you do. It is the Mike Show, the Tuesday edition. Thanks, Bill, for stopping by.
Oh, I had a wonderful time yet again.
Oh, me too. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by CMA's Honda of Lynchburg.
Looking for a dealership you can trust? CMA's Honda of Lynchburg is here for you. Our legacy of quality service speaks for itself. Drive away today in a Honda that's perfect for you. Trusted by the Lynchburg community for years. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Three Roads Brewery is Lynchburg's gathering spot. Enjoy the relaxed open atmosphere of the Lynchburg Tap Room with plenty of space to unwind or outside on their expansive patio with friends and the entire family. Check out Three Roads games, arcade style, darts, and more. And of course, an excellent selection of craft beers brewed on site. Grab a Three Roads today at their tap room, 1300 Court Street, downtown Lynchburg, their tap room in Farmville, or anywhere they serve great beer. Three Roads is also available at area convenience stores and supermarkets. And if they don't carry Three Roads, ask them to. Brewing Community, Three Roads Brewery.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centra.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centra, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centra can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at StonecraftersVA.com.
KHF.
This is not headline news. Miss USA is relinquishing her title to focus on her mental health. Obviously, bringing an end to world hunger can really take its toll. Sure, she'll keep the money and other prizes that came along with it. Those were good for her mental health. Today is National Teachers Day, and maybe one of them could tell us where to put the apostrophe on that sentence. An all-nude cruise will depart Miami next year. If you think that sounds hot, you haven't seen the average person on a cruise. All-nude cruises. We know what you're thinking, but you better start drinking. Tom Selleck may lose his ranch due to the canceling of Blue Bloods. Darn those reverse mortgages. This is not Headline News.
It's not. It's the Mike Show. And I'm so darned happy you could join us on this Tuesday edition of the program. Thank you very much. Let me do this and click that and then click this and... Oh, yeah. All right. So this is random and kind of stupid. Have you heard the man or bear question that's going super viral? If you're a caring man who knows how to build a lean-to shelter, you might be offended by this. Have you seen the man or bear question? Someone asked women, would you rather be alone in the woods with a bear or a man? Presumably, the man, a man you don't know. Okay. So if you search TikTok for it, you'll find a million videos. Like one where the guy asks 8 women on the street. 7 of them said, a bear. Plenty of women are defending guys and saying it's a ridiculous question that's not really being answered honestly, but it sparked a huge discussion on how safe or unsafe women feel around men in general. But bears? I mean, come on. That's you're definitely going to be less safe. Or I don't know. Anyway, speaking of other viral trends, TikTok has made life harder for food service employees with menu hacks, viral requests, and pranks, which are caught on camera and then passed around online. So, you know, this is a real thing. Is this a real thing? Is this a real thing or is this a joke? A TikToker named Mississippi Meemaw, M-I-S-S-I-S-S-I-P-P-I, posted a clip where she went through the drive-thru of a Sonic and only ordered a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. The clerk didn't seem surprised. She just nodded and added the pickles would appear on the order as cherries. Or she just noted, rather, that the added pickles would appear on the order as cherries. Apparently, ordering a Dr. Pepper with pickles is normal enough that a worker didn't seem fazed by it, but abnormal enough that the computer system wasn't programmed to have that option for adding pickles to a soda. Sure enough, the woman receives a large Dr. Pepper with a handful of pickles inside. She said, it may sound gross, but quote, don't knock it until you try it. She also said that a lot of people drink that. Interesting. I don't know. One more. How about this? Remember Google Glass? You know, the smart glasses that people were talking about 10 years ago as the next big thing, but then they fizzled out or eventually discontinued. People are listing things that were once hyped as the next big thing, but never got close and have basically vanished. So here are some of the best ones. And by the way, I'm going to go back to the Google glasses for 1 second. I actually have a better idea, and this is a billion-dollar idea. I don't know why they have not come out with this yet. And if they have come out with this, and it's not the Google Glasses, if they have come out with this, then somebody shoot me a link because I want to check this out. All right, so I'm noticing, myself included, that I'm always looking down at my phone. And my neck, and it's an actual physical thing now that the people are causing a lot of neck strain and a lot of harm to their vertebrae by always looking down at their phones. Plus, it's super stupid when you're driving and looking down. You shouldn't even be doing that anyway. But I have what I think is a brilliant billion-dollar idea. I think I do. Yep. So think about this. The eye glasses, okay? Like as an iPhone or iPod. Anyway, eyeglasses, okay, that actually displays your icons and your keyboard, right there, right in front of you, okay, right there, and you can see like, you know, everything in your field of vision, but you can also you can push it all down so that it's just like right there and it's not blocking your field of vision, or you can flip it up and then you could scroll. So you would literally see people walking around going like this or typing. But the technology would be that the glasses would see exactly what thing you were pressing. So you could type. You could navigate things. You could you could do whatever just right in front of you. And then that way, you're not always constantly looking down, okay? That is a billion-dollar idea that I have just given away, okay? And I've done this before, and nobody's made this thing, at least as far as I know. So, anywho's. So the next big things, Google Plus. Google's social network that was supposed to rival Facebook. Where is Google Plus? Don't know. The Metaverse, Facebook's alternate reality virtual space. I'm not hearing anything about it. 3D televisions and 3D movies. Remember those dumb glasses with the red and the blue? I hated those. I don't like 3D movies. I don't want things coming at me. HD DVD. It lost out to Blu-ray in the mid-2000s. Before that, Betamax. Quibi? Quibi? It was a streaming platform focusing on short-form content. I don't know anything about it. NFTs, particularly the digital photos that were going for big bucks. The two-wheeled Segway personal transporter. The Titanic. Oh, wait. Sorry. And then the tours that went down to see it. Too soon? Sorry. Alestra. The fat substitute. What is this? Theranos? Theranos, the company Elizabeth Holmes started. That claimed it had developed some sort of special blood test technology where a small finger prick of blood could be analyzed and sent to doctors to screen for all kinds of different conditions. Whatever it was, I think it was a fraud, or it turned out to be a fraud, wasn't it? New Coke. These are all the next big thing, but never got close and basically vanished. Microsoft Zune. Even though some diehards swear by it. Let's see. Power Balance. What is that? Those rubber wristbands with a holographic sticker or something inside them that's supposed to improve your balance. Virtual reality. Now, it hasn't fully vanished. It keeps coming back. The big VR headsets, my kids have them. But it's never become the game changer that people keep trying to make it out to be. What else? The wallflowers? No, come on. I love the wallflowers. They're awesome. Shut up. It is The Mike Show. It's what is today? Today's Tuesday. Tuesday edition of the program. Coming up, we are going to get even more smarter with your five random facts. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Making sure that you never miss that important connection. At Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready.
Four bags to check in, please.
LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
You gotta love the juice at Jersey Mike's. That zing of real red wine vinegar and olive oil blend is even better than the zing of a first kiss. No offense to Brenda DeMarche. It was a fine first smooch for me behind the bleachers. But there's nothing like when that zing of the juice hits your lips for the very first time. Years later, Brendan and I shared a Jersey Mike's sub with extra juice. We had a better time because neither of us had braces. Add a flavor zing with the juice. Jersey Mike's. A sub above.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF!
And now it's time for...
Five!
Random
facts.
Yep, that time of the day. We cram your head full of usable information, and you can tell it back wherever the heck you happen to be. We don't know where you go or what you do, and quite frankly, it's really none of our business. But if you say any of these five random facts back, someone in the room is bound to say...
Wow.
Maybe, I don't know. All right, here we go. Number one, the term fruit is recognized botanically as anything that contains a seed or seeds. But there's no botanical definition for vegetable. We've just come to use vegetable as a broad umbrella for many types of edible plants, or parts of those plants, including roots, stems, leaves, and immature flowers like broccoli and artichokes. Number two, the only number one song that has had the same word repeated more than three times in the title is Shake, 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 Shake Your Booty by Casey and the Sunshine Band. Number three, beer. I love beer. Beer is made by converting the starch in a grain to sugar, then fermenting it to turn it into alcohol. That means sake. I said that means sake.
Hello.
Hi. Is technically a beer because that's exactly how it's made with rice.
Sake?
Automobile?
No, it's a sake. Anyway, Ripley's Believe It or Not, this is number four. And the Guinness World Records has the same owner. It's a Canadian company. It's called the Jim Pattison Group. And then I don't know what's up with my throat today. And then number five, Toronto and Montreal are both further south than Seattle. And those are your five random facts. It is the Mike Show Tuesday edition. Coming up, we have sounds, and we're going to lovingly place them in your ear holes. That is all on the way. That's called Audio Vault. And we've got your stupid criminals. That's on the way as well. Plus a good news story for you. This portion of the broadcast is brought to you in part by Centra Health.
This is a care team at Centra.
Hello.
A team of experts who partner with you.
Hey, Jackie, how are you?
A doctor oversees your care.
The team will take great care of you.
An advanced practice provider is there for routine and sick visits.
All right, I'll get that prescription called in for you.
Thank you.
And an RN leads your nursing team.
Your numbers are looking great.
Getting you the personalized care you need.
And that takes a team.
Count on Centra because it's your life.
And we help you live it.
Join us down at the Lynchburg Community Market and experience all that one of the nation's oldest farmers markets has to offer. Grab some lunch from our restaurants and shops, or shop from our awesome selection of artisan, handmade goods in our crafters gallery. Swing by on Saturday to check out our farmers market, where you can shop from the freshest selection of local grown produce, meats, and more. The Lynchburg Community Market, located in downtown Lynchburg on the corner of 12th and Main Street. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 7 to 2 year-round. For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Lynchburg Community Market.
Lynchburg Regional Airport is going strong. For many years now, Lynchburg's low fares have been among the most competitive in the area, and our conveniently scheduled flights offer easy connections on American Airlines through Charlotte to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. So check the great round-trip airfares currently being offered by visiting flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection, check Lynchburg first.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry shops, Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF.
It is the Mike Show. It's the Tuesday edition. That brings us Megan Huffman from Share Greater Lynchburg, but you've also brought another Megan.
So
it's the Megan Squared or
the Megan Squared.
Megan and Megan Show.
Uh-huh.
Because it's spelled a little differently.
Yeah, it is different. M-E- H,
that's
right. G-A-N, which is awesome. I haven't collected that one on my journeys yet. That's great.
Yeah.
It's a Megan Fest.
It is. It's Megan Fest 2024 here on the program. And each and every Tuesday, Megan, mm-hmm. joins us on the program, and she brings us a great guest, this Megan right there. And Megan, who is your guest, and what does she do?
Great. Well, I'm delighted to have Megan McCrickert, with the Chief Operating Officer for Johnson Health Center, with us today.
Okay.
Johnson Health is an amazing organization that our community benefits so much from. And I don't think we've had Johnson Health on the show yet. So I'm really excited to hear about what they're doing and some exciting upcoming openings of a facility that they're going to talk about today. So Megan's here.
Mm-hmm. Megan, welcome to the program. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. So tell us about Johnson Health Center.
Absolutely. So Johnson Health Center has been around in the area for 25 years now. We're a federally qualified health center. And what that means is that we get a little bit of federal grant money, and we use that to improve access to health care, especially for vulnerable populations, people who don't have insurance, or maybe their insurance doesn't cover all of the cost of their health care. So we serve everybody. We typically serve about 25,000 patients in the area, with about 100,000 patient visits per year.
Wow.
We've got lots of different services that we offer. So we do primary care for adult and pediatric patients.
Okay.
We do dental care. We've got behavioral health in all of our facilities, and OBGYN as well.
Wow.
That is tremendous. And how long have you been doing this?
How long have I been doing this?
Well, but how long has Johnson Health Center been doing this?
Johnson Health Center has been doing this for 25 years. In 1999, Centra opened the original form of Johnson Health Center.
Okay.
And it was more of a free clinic type of a setting at that point. And in 2003, Johnson Health Center got its designation as an FQHC.
Okay. So I understand you're in multiple locations right now, but you're going to be opening yet another location.
That's right.
Tell us about that.
Sure. So Johnson serves Lynchburg and the surrounding counties. We've got facilities in Lynchburg City, Campbell County, Bedford County, and the one that we're here to talk about today that we're really excited about is Amherst County.
Okay.
So we've had a site in Amherst County for almost going on 10 years now, and that site grew faster than we were really expecting it to. We are out of space. It houses both our administrative staff and our primary care offerings in Madison Heights. And so a few years ago, we recognized that we were really outgrowing the space, and the land beside us was up for sale. So we bought that a few years ago, and we've been planning since then. And we've been spending the last couple of years building a new facility that's right next door to our current facility.
Okay.
But it's a huge expansion, so it's about 22,000 square feet.
Wow.
We will be able to have our dental, behavioral health, our medical services all under one roof, which we've really found serves patients the best.
Yeah.
That's great.
And then we've added some other things that are cool that we don't have in our other locations. For example, we have a gym in this location that's available to our staff and our patients as well.
Wow.
And a teaching kitchen, so we can do a little education with our patients about how to store and prepare healthy foods.
That's tremendous. That's great. That is fantastic. And how long have you been with Johnson? Personally?
Oh, man. I've been with Johnson for almost 15 years, personally. I started off working clinically in behavioral health and then just kind of moved around a little bit because I figured out I really loved the organization and the mission.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is tremendous. When does the new facility open?
So June 3rd will be our first day seeing medical patients, and June 17th is our first day seeing dental patients. So.
Okay. All right. Well, congratulations.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
This is awesome. In a world, and it sounds like a movie opening, but in a world where healthcare, and especially affordable healthcare, and access to healthcare is such a challenge for some folks, it's nice to know that we have so many different options here in our area.
We're really excited to be part of a, not just an option, but a solution for patients that maybe can't get care elsewhere. We also offer our patients transportation. We found that's a big barrier for a lot of patients. So we do that for free.
Wow.
Any of our patients that need a ride to their appointment can call us and set that up. We're adding a pharmacy in our new location too. That'll be our third physical pharmacy. This one with a drive-through window, so patients won't even have to get out.
This is all tremendous.
Yeah, it really seems like a model that a lot of organizations can learn from. I know, and it's, I'm always amazed at when I meet Johnson Health staff that the retention that you all have of employees is incredible, especially in the nonprofit sector. When sometimes it can be transient, or in medical sectors it can be transient, but people seem to stick.
They do.
They love it.
They do. Yeah. It's tough to hire people right now in this climate, but we're really lucky that our staff, for the most part, they're very loyal. Mm. They stay for lots of years. We've got, I've been there 15 years, but we've got lots of staff that have been there longer than me. So
it's a great culture.
That's really great.
It's great.
That's tremendous.
Now, will there be any kind of open house or ribbon cutting that we could come out and see the place?
Absolutely. So the first Saturday in August, we're doing a back to school care fair, which is a free event that we do every year. We have done it in Lynchburg historically, but this year we're going to do that at our Madison Heights location to give people an opportunity to see the new building. We give out free school supplies. There will be other community partners there with free handouts and information. And then we have a more formal ribbon cutting on September 19th.
That's great. Mm-hmm.
That is tremendous.
We'll definitely advertise the back to school fair on Share Greater Lynchburg. So we'll get that up in time for that. And we'd love to take part too.
We'd love to have you.
But, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is all tremendous, fantastic news. In the world of healthcare in our area, this is a fantastic solution. So thank you for all you do. You can learn more about Johnson Health Center if you go to sharegreaterlynchburg.org. Just type in Johnson Health Center and you'll learn about their organization, plus their 10th annual back to school care fair and community open house. Keep up to date with them. There's links to all of their website and social media and all that. Mm-hmm. And do you guys need anything? Do you guys need any volunteers or anything like that?
Wow, that's a great question. We don't have a ton of volunteers, but we're always looking for people who are interested. There's an option to donate or let us know how you might like to volunteer on our website.
Okay.
So please, anybody that's interested, feel free to reach out, and we're happy to partner with anybody.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's all fantastic. Again, you can visit sharegreaterlynchburg.org, learn about the 175 nonprofit organizations that are on the SHARE platform. And if you're part of a nonprofit organization and you're not currently on the SHARE platform, it's free. Reach out to the folks at SHARE Greater Lynchburg, and you can learn more. You can get your page on their site, and it really is a kind of a one-stop shop for everything nonprofit. If you are looking for a nonprofit that kind of suits your your background or your interests,
your needs.
A cause you're passionate about, you can search Share Greater Lynchburg. You can find it. You can make donations right on the page. You can buy things for that organization. They've got a wish list. And you could even volunteer and find volunteer opportunities at ShareGreaterLynchburg.org. So Share is part of the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Tell us how that's going.
Yeah, great. GLCF is busy right now. We're in scholarship mode, where we are have the great privilege of going to all the scholarship receptions at all the local high schools in the region to award scholarships that have been set up by generous community members starting funds, and then they've designated them for various schools or student populations, or students going into CTE, or you know, any specific thing. So we're really excited that we get to work with the different guidance departments to nominate, identify students that qualify for these scholarships, and then we're in the rewarding part of being able to award those scholarships. We're also in the final phases of a committee's deciding about the Century Fund, which is our once a year, $100,000 transformational grant that goes out. So they're in the final deliberation on that. Okay. And we also have our spring cycle wrapping up right now. I think I mentioned last week that we have a really neat event coming up where we're going to be doing a ribbon cutting for an island in the middle of the James River that is being handed off from a gift to the foundation to preserve it. And now it's going to be going, it has been handed off to the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. Okay. And we're going to be doing a paddle and canoe event on May 23rd at 9 a.m. We're going to meet at Monacan Park, and we're just inviting everyone in the community who enjoys water sports to come out and be part of this special event where we're going to be ceremonially handing off this island for preservation forever.
That is tremendous.
We have so much media interest. We have a meteorologist. We have some radio talent. We have TV folks coming. We've got some dignitaries. Nice. We're really excited about how excited people are about conservation. It's an important topic, and we need to take care of our waterways and our creatures, and this is a great way to do that. So I think, Mike, you're coming, right?
I am going to paddle with Bill.
Yes.
as long as Bill provides me with the means of paddling, because I don't want to be on a log or anything.
Just last week, James River Association agreed to help us bring about 20 canoes out for who don't have
I've got an extra kayak for you.
You got an extra kayak?
Yeah, Bill's got you got you set up, so no, we're really excited about that.
Because I know you don't float.
Well, no, I sink. What will end up happening is it just for one person or two? Because if I know you, you'll be in the back, and you'll be like, paddle, 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 and I'll be the one paddling. And you'll just be back there, you know, with your legs kicked up.
I'm shocked. No, you'll have your own kayak.
Oh, okay.
Motor boy.
So can
you're excited? You're all set up.
I am. Yeah. So can we have like water wars while we're
no
on the way? No okay fine.
We're not having wars. This is a peaceful thing.
Okay, fine.
You have to be on your best behavior. Come we do on, have
know,
some
know.
You know.
I'm fine.
Political fine. Dignitaries that are joining us.
It is not. It's not every day you give away an island.
I know. It's okay? Not every day.
It's Bald Eagle Island too. It's really cool.
Yeah. I didn't. It was 2 acres, is what it is. I think you had asked last time. There's a little section that we can pull the canoes and kayaks up on.
This is tremendous.
Really
I'm really looking forward to it.
It's not Manhattan, but it's pretty cool.
Additionally, I just wanted to mention that Share Greater Lynchburg is having our monthly Lunch and Learn next Tuesday. It's usually on Wednesdays, but we moved it to Tuesday inside of a Habitat house on Knott Street. So there's a house that's under roof enough that we can come in and enjoy a meal and just learn more about the process that Habitat families go through. And most people know that the families are very involved in the process and sort of the financing and all that. But just a little deeper understanding, because a lot of our nonprofit community have clients that could use assistance with housing, maybe some unhoused clients who could possibly get in the pipeline for a Habitat house. So
fantastic.
This is just an opportunity to learn a little more deeply what the Greater Lynchburg Habitat for Humanity has been doing for so long. And so I think we have space for 20, and I think we have about 8 spots left or something like that. So that's, again, a week from today. So.
All right. Mm-hmm. You can learn more, again, by visiting ShareGreaterLynchburg.org and click on it. subscribe to the newsletter.
Yeah.
And get that on the regular. And I see it's 176.
Oh.
Is now on the website.
Snuck in there.
Yeah. So I have to change your ticker here at the bottom to reflect the change. Save.
That's
and
right.
And then click on
That's
that. Right. Boom. Now it's 176. Just somebody got in there while we were talking.
That's
I
right.
I don't know. probably not. Megan, thank you so much. Thank you so much for joining us on the program. We really appreciate it. And we appreciate all the great work that your organizations do.
Thank you, Mike.
And
thank
Bill.
You.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah. No water wars for you.
Okay. All right. It is the Mike Show. Coming up a little bit later on, we've got your audio vault. Stay tuned for that.
Hi, I'm Megan Huffman with Share Greater Lynchburg. Share is an online platform that helps neighbors discover ways to support, serve, or shop for over 150 local area nonprofits all in one place, 365 days a year. You can learn more at sharegreaterlynchburg.org.
Hey, this is Kyle with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy. We want to invite everyone to join us for a very special event on May 23rd at Monacan Park. It's the Conservation Canoe and Kayak Convoy celebrating a new conservation project out on Bald Eagle Island in Amherst County. We're going to paddle upstream from Monacan Park about a mile and a half to the island for a ribbon cutting ceremony. We'll have the Business Alliance, the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation, who's donating the island to us, will be there, and then we'll paddle back down, celebrating a great day on the water, a beautiful piece of property that's going to be protected forever along the James River. It should be a wonderful day to be out with, celebrating conservation, celebrating our beautiful area, and just all the great ways to get outdoors around Lynchburg. That's May 23rd, meeting at 9 a.m. at Monacan Park with the Central Virginia Land Conservancy and the Greater Lynchburg Community Foundation. Wrap up about noon that day. It's going to be a great time.
Coming to you live from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their Factory Direct Warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF! All right, let's open it up. It is your audio vault for today. Our collection of bits and clips and viral audio for your ear holes. I think you will like it. All right, allergy season is here. And so is Allerx.
Spring means flowers, grass, trees, and allergies. Fortunately, there's Allerx, a daily pill that treats sneezing, coughing, runny nose, itchy skin, swollen tongue.
How do I sound like a swollen tongue?
An insatiable desire for bacon.
Huh?
Wheezing.
Okay, that's more like it.
The voice in your head who tells you to kill in the name of Beelzebub.
Wait, what?
And constipation.
Okay, I quit.
Allerx. In stores now.
Okay. All right. Let's go to viral videos. All right. People are obsessed with cicadas right now. So forest workers in Illinois decided to educate the public about them by dressing up and acting out their life cycle as cicadas. First, a worker climbs out of the ground and makes her way up a tree while a guy narrates. Then another worker dressed as a male cicada uses a bongo-style thing to simulate the sound that attracts the female. Here, just listen.
After about a week after they emerge, the males will go crawl up to the tops of the trees and start singing to attract mates. And when they do this, the females will start to fly around them. And if they want to show that a male is worthy of her, she will flick her wings at him and they will mate.
Say, girl, if I was a fruit fly, I'd land on you first because you're so sweet.
Good Lord. Employees at Denver's water department did a Backstreet Boys parody about water conservation, and as you'll hear, they apparently nailed it.
My yard needs water when it gets hard to believe these dry days.
Good Lord.
That I watered that way. Tell me what
they call themselves the Splash Street Boys, and they made it the length of the entire song. Yeah, we're not playing all that. We're just not. That's ridiculous. Yeah, it was all right, I think. A woman on TikTok found a brand called Lemon Snack that makes sweeter, less sour lemons with edible rinds. Lemon Snack? Apparently, they're hard to find in the U.S., so people are online. People are online just eating normal lemons, peel and all. My kid will do that. Tab does that. I said Tab does that. Really? Honest.
I just came home from the grocery store and I found this. It says Lemon Snack. And if this is not a lemon that you can just snack like a snackable lemon, that's false advertising and I'm suing. This is a snackable lemon. That is so awesome. Wait, I feel like it will be very good to put some salt on here and then some chili powder. I think I have my new favorite fruit.
Yeah, and we told you about the people who drink Dr. Pepper with pickles. We talked about that earlier. Well, here's the TikToker. Here's the order.
Do y'all like pickles? Do y'all like Dr. Pepper? Well, come on with me, Ma, because me and Ma finna show you something.
This is Spotted Man. Take your order, please.
Yes, ma'am. I need to get a large Dr. Pepper with pickles.
All right. We got a large Dr. Pepper with pickles. And you're going to see the cherries up there, ma'am. And that's going to be your pickles, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. And you have a great day today. We have a total of 362.
And don't knock it till you try it. There's a lot of people that do drink this. Did you hear her the way she took my order? I'm not the only person that's ever ordered this, babe.
Okay. All right. And then the other stupid TikTok thing was asking women if they'd rather be alone in the woods with a man or a bear.
Would you rather be stuck in a forest with a man or a bear?
Man is scary. With a bear. Well, I've heard about bears. They don't always attack you, right? So maybe a bear.
Depends what man, but probably a bear.
100% a bear, which is like terrifying to say, but
definitely a bear. Some men are very scary out there. A bear.
I would say a man.
Okay. A man. Yeah, they sounded very British. Let's see. Richard Simmons shared an audio message yesterday. Is it really him? Or was it AI?
Hi, everybody. It's Richard. Happy May 6th, 2024. Thank you so much for reading my messages. Roses are red. Violets are blue. Do you know how much I love you? Have a beautiful day. Bye for now.
All right. So it's from his official checkmarked YouTube channel that didn't have any new content on it for like 10 years until 2 months ago. And by the way, there's no video or picture of him. It's just an animated picture of him with a cheerleader megaphone. So, I don't know. Let's see. Let's skip that. Are we going to comedian? Yeah. Oh, okay. Since today is National Teachers Day, here's a double shot of stand-up comedy, beginning with Craig Shoemaker and then Ted Alexandro. Here you go. Sorry, it's a comedian on Audio Vault.
You know what I miss most about being a kid, though? Substitute teachers. Don't you wish we had those at work? Hey, you show up for work one day. Hey, I'm Bob. I'll be your substitute boss for the day. Hey, nice to meet you, Bob. You know, we take 4-hour lunches here where we work. Oh, yeah, and you pay. Hey, 10 a.m. cocktail hour.
My favorite teachers were always the art teachers, you know? I always loved art teachers because they were so bizarre, right? They were like the homeless people of the faculty. Right? All disheveled, wearing smocks, covered in paint. Always like digging through the garbage, looking for bottles and egg cartons and things. All disorganized, always making announcements when you're on your way out the door already. Be like, people, 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 listen up. People, get him. People. If any of your neighbors or relatives have any paper towel rolls, start bringing them in.
All right, that's your audio vault for today. Let's reach over here and lovingly grab the handle. Go ahead, give it a tug. Keep all that sound inside. All right. Coming up, we are going to get even more stupider with your stupid criminals in dot news. This portion of the broadcast, though, is brought to you in part by Lynchburg Regional Airport. It is so much easier to fly LYH.
Whether your adventure is just beginning or you're on your way home, at Lynchburg Regional Airport, we're ready when you're ready. LYH. From here to there to anywhere. We're ready when you're ready.
Hi, I'm Matt Bright, the new owner of CRI Digital Impressions, and I'm excited to announce a new chapter in the century-long history of CRI. Mutual Press was founded in 1927, and in 1973 it merged with CRI to become CRI Mutual Press. In 2002, it was renamed CRI Digital Impressions. I also own Bright Images, which has provided print and media services to the area since 1995. Yes, there is a new owner and a new location, but the same commitment to quality and service. In fact, quality and service are the cornerstones of my business philosophy. Quick turns and service with a smile. From business cards to banners and pamphlets to paperback books, we can provide all your printing needs. Call, visit us online, or stop by our location at 3022 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. We look forward to serving you.
If you haven't planned that vacation yet, start by checking Lynchburg Regional Airport with our great round-trip airfares to many popular destinations. Flying from Lynchburg is easy and affordable, offering daily departures on American Airlines to Charlotte with connections to over 170 nonstop destinations worldwide. To check fares and book tickets, visit flylyh.com today and click Book Now. Prices are subject to change without notice and certain restrictions apply. Advance purchases required and availability is limited. Your close and convenient connection. Check Lynchburg first.
This is Jackie.
Hi.
Jackie is feeling really good.
I sure am.
Tell everybody why, Jackie.
Well, because I've got my own care team at Centrum.
You sure do.
Yep, I've got my doctor.
Leading your team.
My advanced practice provider.
Who's there if you're sick or for yearly visits.
And my registered nurse.
Leads your nursing team.
At Centrum, I'm getting personal care from a team of experts.
No wonder you're feeling good.
Really good.
To learn how Centrum can help you, like they're helping Jackie, go to CentraHealth.com.
From brand new to lightly used, CMA's Honda of Lynchburg's got you covered. Shop our growing selection today and find our best deals on our entire inventory. That's savings on every single vehicle. And on our used cars, take 3 days to love it or leave it. Plus, we'll buy your current vehicle. Trade in with us and get an unbeatable offer. Start shopping and saving today. CMA's Honda of Lynchburg. Owners just care more.
Broadcasting from the Stonecrafter Studios. For custom countertops and cabinetry, shop Stonecrafter's incredible inventory at their factory direct warehouse, 3678 Manita Road, Bedford. Online at stonecraftersva.com.
KHF. All right, time once again for stupid criminals in dot news. A 39-year-old woman in Pennsylvania was caught in a kind of a bizarre scheme where she would steal from convenience stores by using a self-checkout and not ringing up all the items. For example, she would scan and pay for a beverage, but steal a couple of sandwiches, which she would then just slip in a bag. Or she would pay for two containers of milk, but steal two stuffed animal toys. Or she would grab eight bags of artisan coffee, but only scan four of them, and then leave. Then she would come back and try and return all the items and get cash in exchange. It's unclear how that part would work. I mean, if she didn't have everything listed on the receipt, the reports imply that she would return it all for cash, but maybe she was only returning the items she paid for. Anyway, the combined loss from her known thefts was about $210. She's been charged with three felony counts, each for retail theft and theft by deception. There's good news in the world, and we like to share it during this particular segment because there is so much stupidity. A 100-year-old veteran in Maryland just got his college diploma. He is a former pilot named Jack Milton. He served in World War II. He served in Korea and Vietnam. The school surprised him with a diploma for his 100th birthday last week. Here he is receiving the diploma and talking about how much it means to him.
On my way to Southeast Asia, I had many thoughts about missing the ceremony and not being there to see my fellow graduates.
I hereby confer upon John L. Milton the degree of Bachelor of Arts with all of the rights and privileges thereto appertaining. Congratulations.
Well, I've had many ceremonies, but this has to be the tops.
And there you go. That is the good news. The good news is brought to you in part by the United Way of Central Virginia.
42% of Virginia's kindergartners entered kindergarten without the resources needed to be successful. With the help of United Way, 5,630 books were mailed to 550 children enrolled in Dolly Parton's Imagination Library.
One of the reasons I chose United Way over other nonprofits is its ability to reach and connect with all members of the greater Lynchburg community. I am the change, and you can be the change too.
Visit our website, Be the Change, and donate today.
All right, visit unitedwaycv.org for more information. Well, that is it. That is the program. We are back tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Don't come back.
Now we're back tomorrow with another thrilling edition of The Mike Show. Have a great day, everybody.
Thanks for tuning our way, and if you're listening in your car right now, thanks for the ride.
Scotty, beam me up.
We'll see you here again tomorrow.
Who's going to do the dishes?